This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:09. This is the evening edition with Lynn and Shamila. And we've been talking about school and education quite a bit recently, and that's because it's a mix of things. People have been out of the classroom for a while now, and some have recently returned because Form 5 students, at least of the 2020 batch, the ones who should have taken the SPM last year, they're back in school. And so we wanted to get a sense of what it's like going back to school right now and how they're coping. I was a stress head when I was in Form 5, and I just cannot imagine what the students are going through.
I mean, they just went back last week, and it struck me how odd it was when I was driving to work and I saw a student in a school uniform walking on the street. And it was struck, I was actually literally double taking because it felt so odd. And you're right, Lynn, that it is coming on the tail of a lot of stresses for this batch of kids, right? They were asking for a postponement to the SPM due to reasons like online fatigue, a lack of time to revise, poor mental health, you know, the fact that many students have not had access to learning properly, on top of which there are students in the country who were affected by the floods. Some groups of students have also suggested using trial exam results to grade them instead of having to sit for the SPM. So it's been a tough year with no easy solutions really in sight.
I love that you said some students, because I actually think that that is crucial. Part of the problem with any movement, any time that you get a group of people together and then you say collectively, this is how we feel, is that you are going to get people who disagree. So even I think in the case of the SPM, there have been some students who are urging their fellow students to, you know, to rally, to work it out, to push through everything. And I understand that point of view. I think for many people, the SPM is the culmination of your schooling. You want to have it done. You want to complete it. And I understand that there will also be, in some cases, a sense of loss almost for not having gone through an educational rite of passage. But on the other hand, you also have people saying, it is unreasonable after the year that was to expect us to sit for an exam and to expect that exam to be a fair reflection of our education. So I think that I can see the merits on both sides, and it's just very difficult, no matter which decision you end up in.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I've been very curious about is what it's like to actually be back physically in school. What is it like to have to sit for this exam, but also to have to sit for it under this whole, all of these SOPs, all of these challenges that we're talking about? And I guess just to check in a little bit on what that feels like as they prepare for these things.
So let us know. I mean, do you know somebody who is SPM age? Whether they're taking... I'm actually worried for the people taking the SPM this year, frankly. I know it's only January, but I'm sure that... I think so many of us, when you are in Form 5 or Form 4, you know each other. You know, you're sort of, even though you're separated by form, you know each other quite well. It's only 1 year. And I think that if you are looking at the people who were Form 5 last year and what they went through, there is probably also going to be the sense of, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. So, yes, I mean, if you know anybody who is of SPM age and you want to share, you know, what we can do for them, how we can support them, how they've been coping, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And in the meantime, though, joining us to share her experiences is Sally Dinney, who is a Form 5 student who has returned to physical school last week. Sally, thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, thank you for calling me.
So, with your return to school, right, could you give us an idea of the kinds of SOPs and practices that you've all had to keep to?
So, basically, what I noticed that my schoolmates are more aware of how serious this pandemic is compared to during when the school reopened after the first MCO. So, we follow the SOP by keeping our distance and keeping on wearing our mask on when we are talking to each other, keeping our hands clean. Yeah, that's basically the SOP that have been trained in the schools.
So, Sally, what does all this feel like? You know, how are you feeling doing all this and preparing for the SPM?
For me, it's actually make me feel safe and not to worry much about the virus, thanks to the teachers who make us feel very safe.
So, I guess Have you and your classmates found it easier to learn through face-to-face classes as compared to online classes? You know, you've been doing online classes now, I guess, for most of a year, and now you're back in person with your classmates, with your teacher. So has it been easier? Has the learning experience been better?
Definitely yes, because for us, even though I don't have any internet or device problems, but for me, online classes are harder than what people think it is. We need to have more focus and more self-discipline. But when it is the face-to-face class, it will be easier. The teachers are in front and it will also make you feel motivated.
So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that you and your classmates are facing?
For me, it might be that one, classes are now separated into two classes to maintain the physical distancing, because in my class, everyone have that one subject that they are good at, so we can refer to that students. For example, if this boy is good at maths, then we can refer to him anything about maths. But now, we are not in the same class anymore. He might be at the next class, yeah.
So, I have to ask, how are you feeling about the SPM?
For me, it could be two situations. The first situation is actually, it's a good thing because we have been holding on for too long. But the second situation is it could be bad because we didn't really have much time to prepare, because we only have online classes a lot, but face-to-face, it's only around like 5 to 6 months, which is not really enough time.
Sally, do you have anything you'd like to say to your fellow SPM candidates who also might be facing these challenges?
To all SPM candidates out there, please try your best, even though it's hard. But we need to realize that we are not the only ones struggling. Everyone is struggling during this pandemic. And if you don't try even the little steps, it means that you are the one who do not want to help yourself. So please try your best and take care of yourself.
And Sally, in closing, you know, for friends and family, right, of people who are going to take their SPM this year, whether it's from last year's batch, this year's batch, how can they offer support?
So for family and friends, you guys can try spending time together with them. Even if it's not face-to-face, you guys can try video call, virtual movie date, and so on. So it can give them happiness. It can release their stress and give them motivational support. Let them know that you are always there for them if they need someone to talk to.
Sally, thank you so much for speaking with us, and good luck with your paper.
Thank you very much.
That was Sally Dinney, a Form 5 student who will be sitting for her SPM in February. Up next, we're going to be hearing from an organisation that is setting up online events that aim to give teenagers a space to talk about their challenges. We ran through some of them earlier. It's been a very painful year. So let us know. I mean, what have your experiences been in this area? What are your thoughts on how we can support our SPM batch students? They've been through a lot. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's 7:18 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shamila. We've been talking, not just today actually, but for quite some time, about the challenges faced by SPM kids, SPM students, in the multiple postponements in the first place to their exam that was supposed to happen last year, to the endless uncertainties, to the challenges in the first place of having to go online for your final year of secondary school. And we heard earlier from Sally Dinney, who is going to take her SPM very, very soon, just to check in to see what it's been like being back in school. And now we're actually going to be speaking to an organization that is setting up online events for teenagers to have this space to talk about these challenges. So joining us on the line is Dania Balan, who's the co-founder of Kau Oketa. Dania, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so let's start with Kau Oketa. You know, you co-founded it. Tell us more about it.
Well, basically, Kau Oketa is an organization that we just recently got it up and running. It's really new. And we kind of just wanted to destigmatize mental health, specifically counseling among teenagers. Yeah. So that's our main goal.
So tomorrow you guys are actually organizing an online event called Bora Space. What's going to be happening during this event? What's the idea behind it?
Yeah, so Bora Space is actually inspired by Taylor Speakers Corner, which was this thing that Taylor's University has to kind of provide a platform for their staff and their students to kind of just talk and express themselves. So we saw this and we thought that this would be a great thing to do for teenagers now, right? Especially in this pandemic, like Sally earlier said, you know, it's been a tough time for them. And we kind of just wanted to give them a space for them to just talk and for them to know that we're listening and that we hear whatever they're going through. Yeah.
So whatever they're going through, right? From your experience talking to SPM students, what have they been going through? How have they been coping? What are some of the main challenges?
Oh, I really wish that I could put this in a more positive way, but that's really not the case. The majority of them are really struggling. They're under a lot of pressure for so many different reasons, right? First of all, it's that SPM is obviously such a big examination to them. So there's already that pressure. On top of that is the uncertainty of everything. One second, SPM's in December. The next, it's in February. One second, there's trials. The next, there's no trials. So it's just a lot for teenagers to have to take on, you know. And not only that, this list is never ending, honestly. But on top of that, there's also the challenges that come with online learning, right? Not everybody has access to Wi-Fi, to a laptop, to a computer, to their phones. Not everybody has that. Not everybody has a conducive workspace or an understanding family that allows them to study at home. Not everybody has that. That's really sad. And these are just some of the challenges, of many challenges, actually, that they're going through right now.
You mentioned that Kaoketa very much hopes to focus on the mental health aspect of all of these things. What are some of the main issues that you hope will be brought up tomorrow during Bora Space? You know, what are you hoping to be able to surface or to resolve?
Yeah, so I guess one of the main things we hope is to kind of have that conversation about mental health among teens going. So we hope that they talk about things like how they're coping during this difficult time and just feel more open towards talking about mental health among teenagers as a whole. But more than anything, to us, it's not really about what they're going to be talking about. It's more of providing them with this platform where they feel like it's a safe space for them to express themselves, and so that they feel heard and they know that we're listening to them. We just want to be able to make sure they know that they're being heard. And I guess we also want them to have some fun while we're at it.
What has the response been like so far?
Response has been great, honestly. So many of them have come forward and so many of them have registered to be speakers. And this just comes to show that just because they're 17 and 18 doesn't mean that they don't have anything to say. They have so much to say and they have so much great input, but a lot of them just don't have that platform. So I'm really great that we are able to give this to them.
So in your opinion, Dania, based on these conversations that you've been having, what can friends and families of SPM students do to support them right now?
I guess the main thing would be to not dismiss the struggles that they're going through. I feel like a lot of people have this misconception that, oh, you're just a child. What could you possibly have? What kind of problem could possibly be so big for you? But that's not the case, right? Mental health illnesses don't discriminate. Any age group can be affected. So we really kind of just want families and friends to kind of know that you shouldn't dismiss what they're going through, and you should just be there and provide any type of moral support that you possibly can.
Dania, thank you so much for speaking with us and joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Dania Balan, co-founder of Kaoketa, who are organizing Borak Space. And that is an event that will be held tomorrow and the next two Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. online. You can find out more at kao.oketa on Instagram, because I think the main thing that we're seeing is everybody needs an outlet. And we've said this time and time again, but after the stresses of last year, and considering that the stresses have not ended yet with the SPM still upcoming, I think having a space to just talk about it is good.
I'm so impressed by the both of them that we had, how positive they sound, and how much awareness they have of the importance of mental health, about thinking of these things and sort of carrying yourself forward. And I'm glad that there are platforms like these that are allowing these kids to talk about it, because as you said right at the beginning, Lynn, I remember what it was like taking the SPM. And just having to go through that alone is stressful enough without having to do it with this huge, huge backdrop of the pandemic.
So on WhatsApp, we do have... Damien saying, ironically, 20 years ago when I sat for my SPM, we used to ponting almost every day. So not everybody felt the same stress, Shamila.
No, well, see, I was stressed probably because I ponting more than I should.
I was stressed just because I had this belief that I don't really hold anymore, which is that the SPM was going to shape the entire course of my life. And I don't want to downplay it as an important exam. Like I said, it's the culmination of our education, right? Like for us, for people who go through the Malaysian school system, so much rides on the SPM. We are told over and over again, it's going to be this big stepping stone for you to go on to college. But I just wanted to say that I think that as you move on to other things, to other avenues of learning, to other avenues of work, so many different things start to determine your value. And so, yeah, just I know that SPM is important, but it's not the be-all end all.
So May on WhatsApp also says, it's sad some students are going through even grief during this time because of deaths in their family. I wonder how they are coping with the SPM. And you bring up a great point, May. You know, it's not just the SPM. It's not just the pandemic. We mentioned the floods earlier, but, you know, a whole host of stresses now that are probably making this such a difficult experience.
Now, just heading back to public transportation and how we can perhaps create or project more confidence, more safety. We have all the way from Japan, Katrina, saying over here, the trains are clean and sanitized every time it stops at the final terminal, and they make sure the passengers see it. It's a quick 3-minute operation. It's a quick sweep, aerosol, air sprays. But ultimately, Malaysians have the obligation to take care of train cleanliness too. And you know, Katrina, when I went on my mini rant earlier about the overall cleanliness of public transportation hubs, the thing that I had in mind, and I was just like, don't do it, don't say it, was why can't we be like Japan? And so here I am now. Thank you for giving me the space. But honestly, it's such a huge difference. And I think when you see the difference, it's very hard not to look at our own hubs and our own trains and go, I don't understand this.
I would love to see all of these measures practiced here, Katrina. I really would. Patrick wonders, is it true that there are undercover personnel on public transport to catch lawbreakers as often as possible?
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. And I don't know partly because for all the reasons that we've been talking about, I haven't really been on public transportation for a while. I do enjoy it. I think that it's a great way to get ground level, but actually a train level or bus level view of our city, of the places we go. It's nice also not taking responsibility. I think as a driver, you have to be switched on all the time, ideally, to keep yourself safe. And sometimes being on public transport helps you do other things, helps you, you know, decompress.
And it's a way to get to some parts of the city that I usually wouldn't drive to. And that's something I miss.
Yes. it's become that kind of show now where we start talking about what we miss. So let us know. I mean, how else can we bolster confidence in the safety of public transportation? What else can we do to support our SPM students after the year that they've had before their exams that they're finally going to take? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 7:30 news today, actually, we're going to be heading to popcorn culture, and it's somewhat related to education in that we are talking about the struggles of two young people in Willets Point in Queens, New York in 2007's Chop Shop. So that's going to be coming your way after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.